Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle.
Welcome to another session, in fact, session 141 of the Healing Fountain Show. And this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom. We have a brilliant guest today by the name of Virginia O'Hara. So I hope everyone's going to phone in and ask her any question that they like. And she's over in the same part of the world as our Gary Moore. So without any more ado, we'll welcome the one and only Mr. Gary Moore to the show. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Jen, Christy. Hello, everyone. What about some adone for those who don't like to ado?
Somewhat.
Adone.
Some adone. Without more ado.
Without any further ado, we can always have some adone instead. It's like
oh, dear.
Fondue, you know?
Well,
people
can,
who don't like fondue, they have fondone. You know?
You can tell it's the new moon tomorrow night, can't you? The full moon or whatever, because some people go loony.
And, yeah, I can have pretty much that all the time, but yeah.
Me too, yeah.
I need all the material I can get.
You're going to be out there tomorrow with your fire and blowing your whistle, aren't you? Not your whistle, sorry, your flute. Doing your flute. You're going to be doing a special ceremony for the moon, aren't you?
Because yes,
it is
will.
We'll
be doing a traditional Lakota ceremony, traditional pipe ceremony.
Yeah.
For the
oh,
new
yes,
moon and pipe
ceremony.
Solstice coming up.
And yeah.
a good day to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's an 11 day, which is a master number, and it's a good time to set whatever intent you want to set for yourselves, personally, for the world, for one another. So,
and it's going to be doubly powerful this week because it's also the summer solstice, and at which point, for the last 3 years running, I've been down in Avebury with all the other Gold Ring members who are part of UK constituency. In fact, we had people from all over the world, America, Italy, Spain, loads and loads of different places, all meeting up at the stones at Avebury, the stone circle, for that ceremony, which was absolutely brilliant. But because I went to see the Dalai Lama in Manchester yesterday for the day, I won't be going down to Avebury this time. But I did not want to miss the Dalai Lama because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see a world spiritual leader.
Absolutely. And yeah, that would be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, for sure.
Yeah, it was absolutely worth going to see him. And, in fact, he's going to be in Scotland for 2 days, the day after tomorrow, I think, or one day at two venues. And then he's going down to the Royal Albert Hall at London. And so he's fairly travelling about and doing loads and loads of shows. And the tickets for such as myself were on sale at £25, but he let everyone in who were youngsters or under the age of 25 for free, because he thinks that, and he knows rightly, that young people have the power to change the world. And so he wanted to make a special point of speaking to them. And so, you know, it was certainly worth that. And certainly worth seeing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. He really was.
Oh, to be 25 again.
Yeah. I don't think...
Well, I hope you said hello, Dolly, for me.
Oh, I did, yeah. And
hello, Dolly.
There were Tibetan dancers on as well. Young people. Yeah, children dancing too.
Wow.
Tibetans.
Wow.
I believe there's about 600... Tibetan people living in Britain at the moment, and there are still quite a lot of people who are exiled in India, and a lot of the young people in India are exiled there without any parental guidance at all. They haven't got the parents there, so he does raise money for those people as well who are living in poverty, and there are quite a lot, I believe, so it is a worthy cause, so you can send money to the Dalai Lama.
Isn't Tibet a country where gambling is allowed?
Oh, you're cutting out there, Gary.
Can you hear me?
Sorry,
now?
Are you still there? Or have I
yes,
gone?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
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 Oh, you there. I didn't know whether you disappeared. I had.
Oh, okay. No, I was just asking.
Yes, Cairo's in the chat room. Saying that China doesn't seem to have much respect for the Tibetans at the moment, but hopefully that will all change in the new paradigm. So we've got to keep positive there, Cairo. And although the walls and everything else is crumbling down around us, we must keep positive because fear is a very dense emotion which keeps us really firmly rooted in 3D. And we're aiming to raise our vibrations and ascend. Eventually. So, don't get bogged down.
Isn't Tibet the country where gambling is allowed?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that they've got a lot of money to gamble in Tibet.
That's why they call it Tibet. Never mind.
Oh.
Bad joke.
Well, it's a joke at least. You know, you've got to have a laugh, don't you? And there's nothing about life.
You can do whatever I can.
We're light workers and there's nothing heavy about light, and I firmly believe that you're allowed to have a good laugh because it raises your vibration as well and that of people around you. So, brilliant. Anyway, last week we had the Jubilee ceremony here, as you know, Jubilee celebrations. And in fact, last week on the show, I played the official Jubilee song. Well, also last week, my sister, who lives at Clitheroe, where there's a castle, she started a choir about 2 years ago, and she wrote a song especially for the jubilation ceremony. and it was featured on the BBC. So I'm hoping to get a hold of the video in the near future to play on the show. But in the meantime, I thought I would just give the song a spin, if that's okay with you. So lovely.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you have a sister who's as musically inclined as you are.
Oh,
the whole
family. My nephew's a singer-songwriter. My sister was a duo with her sister, and she was in a duo with her partner for about 15 years, 25 years, whatever. Anyway, here we go. Here's the song.
Wonderful.
That's the official, unofficial Jubilee song.
That is beautiful. What's your sister's name?
Sue Sikora.
Sue Sikora. Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's amazing. It's a well-done, well-written, well-composed, well-mixed.
Lovely. Well, that's my brother-in-law on the guitar. In fact, he's played on quite a few of my tracks. Anyway, we've got quite a lot of guests waiting, so I think we're going to bring on our lovely Virginia.
Okay.
And she's got quite a history with her. I believe she's been doing the work since she was about 3 years old. And she's a delightful and insightful intuitive who has been and continues to be here serving Earth and all who dwell here with information from the Earth and beyond for 30 years. And she's trained and presented in 47 countries now with love, humor, and hope. So if you're there, Virginia, we'd like to welcome you to the Healing Fountain Show.
Well, hello and greetings, all. I am here. Can you hear me all right?
Brilliant. Yes, we can, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on, and hello, Gary. Hello, Jen,
hello,
and
Virginia.
The audience, and those who will hear this in the archives. Greetings, and welcome to Earth, the vacation planet.
Oh, yes. Is that the title of your new book?
Actually, it's part of it. Yes, it is. Thank you for remembering that, Jen. It is Earth the Vacation Plant, with a little codicil underneath, The Reluctant Human Being, B-E-ING.
Wow, sounds absolutely fascinating. So
it's a wonderful book. It's actually a funny metaphysical book, so I hope you'll all share with me when I get it out there, which should be early next year.
Brilliant. Can't wait. Okay, so did you wanted to share something with us from Spirit before we actually take the callers?
And also talk about your internship program and things like that, yes.
Oh, certainly. I'd be delighted. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My website is www.wholeinoneness.com. And again, this is Virginia O'Hara, and you can reach me either through that or my number in the United States, and I'm on Eastern Time, 570-756-4555. And on Skype, I'm Virginia space L O'Hara, O-H-A-R-A. And I do a couple of things. I do private sessions. I also, you know, travel. I actually take sacred journeys with small groups, only small groups now. I used to, when I was younger, you know, and I'm getting younger every day, by the way, but when I was younger, I've been to Avesbury, as you were speaking about, did Merlin's Cave and lots of places over there.
Wow.
Take a lot of places, people to swim with dolphins. That's one of my thing. I think I'm part dolphin. And I do private sessions, and you can find out all about this on my website, again, Whole in Oneness. And I also do a process called internships, which means partnering. I'm not a teacher. I don't even pretend to be one on earth. I just partner with you to aid and assist you to do whatever it is you desire. Call me. We can talk. And it's a six-month commitment where you talk to myself and Spirit once a week for 6 months. And it's a journey designed for whatever it is you would like to bring forth. And we're just here to partner with you and assist you to do that. Because at this point, I know there are some people out there that are wonderful teachers. But I've chosen that I think the teacher-student thing is a little old energy for me. And that's just for me. I'm not criticizing anybody. And I have many of them. I've been doing this since literally I was 3 years old. And it's just a lot of fun, and I call it Earth a Vacation Planet because I look around me and I live in paradise. I absolutely live in paradise. I live on a lake in the mountains of Pennsylvania, and you can look out I'm looking right now out my windows and actually out my doors, and there's a beautiful lake there, and we have a canoe and, you know,
wow.
a dock and a deck, and we just have a lot of fun. It's about choosing the joy rather than the pain. You can learn as well through joy and laughter, as you both said. And I think we have the pain thing down. The last thing last time I checked, we have learning through pain or sharing through pain. It's not necessary anymore. You know, in the new energies, we have the opportunity to really honor ourselves as well as Earth. I know that Gary, you know, adheres to the understanding and the beingness of the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just part of what I do. I also do, you know, I do groups. I was just down in Philadelphia, and I'll be going this year. I will be going to Mexico to swim with the dolphins and to go to Chichen Itza and different and Tulum, different sacred places, and swim with the dolphins down there as well. And I work with children as well as that I purify work. I share with children. You know, the new children and the children of expanded consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just having a blast here. This is whom I am, and this is what I desire. So any questions or comments? Anything else?
Brilliant.
Anything else out, Gary?
I was going to – sorry, Gary, but I just wanted to mention that I did read on your website that you have an Egyptian connection as well.
Yes, indeed I do. I've been there a couple of times. I took a group there many years ago. And it's very expansive. It would be kind of difficult, Jan, to get through all of it, but just that I am deeply connected to that part of the world, as well as Tibet that you were talking about. Now, I've never gone to Tibet because the Chinese are actually ruling Tibet now.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons Dalai Lama, and it's so exciting that you have Dalai Lama energy with you right now, that you just saw him yesterday.
Yes, wow.
And I will go the moment they free Tibet. And I have not, you know, I have not been there this lifetime. But I have been to Egypt and many other countries, and I like to bring my pals with me. So if anybody's interested in a certain area or a trip they'd like to create, I'm happy to do that because I'm a great tour guide and I have a lot of fun.
And it probably means that you had an incarnation there, as I did, and Tibet as well. I often go there in meditation, and I'm actually one of the monks meditating, and I always suffer from cold feet because I've only got little sandals on the flag floors, stone floors.
Indeed. Yes, I believe that's so. And actually, Jen, I think Gary knows this, but I haven't been on Earth all that often. So some of the incarnations that I have been in those places that I've mentioned, and also, you know, Tibet and the ones that I'm aware of. And really, you know, I don't think I've been here all that often, but I'm grateful to be here. And that's, I think, the most important part in this now.
Yeah, of course. That's brilliant.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
And did you want to say anything, Gary? Because I just wanted to ask
other than,
Virginia.
You know, the past life thing, I haven't had that many as well. There's been a few, and I kind of agree with that. And I think, you know, what part of it are we going to just end up putting in the past and put it, you know, past lives are in the past. What are we going to do now? Because we have the power to recreate in the now.
No, but they're not really in the past if they're all happening at the same time. Because
exactly.
I've actually been back to one of my past incarnations and altered the course I took. I left by a different road and didn't get stabbed to death. You can actually, if there's something really bothering you in this life, you can go back because it's all happening at the same time, all the dimensions at the same time, and all the past incarnations and present and future, in fact, are all happening together. So you can actually flit in between them and you can alter the course of things. I'm a big fan of that TV program, what do they call it? It's not Sliders, the other one. Quantum Leap.
Stargate.
Oh, the quantum
Stargate.
Leap. Yes.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the things that are in those sort of series are based on the truth, don't you?
Right.
Absolutely. Totally can.
Quantum Leap with Dean, what was his name?
Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved
him. Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former child actor. Yeah. And so, well, we have a Swiss board that is filling up with callers.
I know. We better get onto them instead of just nattering about everything.
Right.
Everybody. Okay. Do you want to bring the first caller on, Gary? Is that okay, Virginia?
Oh, boy,
all right.
Yeah.
If I may, before you do that, let me just explain my process.
Yes.
I just expanded to oneness and just bring in. You know, other people's guides and angels, but my voice does change, so I just wanted to make people aware of that. It has actually, I was told, Jen, that it's a British accent, aristocratic, born in Wales, educated in London. So when my voice changes, nobody would be shocked.
All right, okay.
So go ahead, bring them on.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Let's see, we have 720 is our first caller, so 720, you're on air with Virginia and Haley Fountain. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ibuta. I'm calling from Colorado.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Thank you for calling.
Ibuta.
Oh, well, welcome to the show.
And what question do you have for Virginia?
I have a question about moving, and I'm concerned about the move and when it's going to take place and whether I'm supposed to be buying or renting it.
Are you there, Virginia? Hello, Virginia.
Did you lose Virginia? Virginia, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Virginia and Spirit, and it is a delight to be with you, Ipita, and thank you so much for calling. So you'd like to know about the move, when the move is, and if you should buy. Is that correct? So that would be
buy
three questions.
buy or rent.
All right. We see there is a move. We're not prognosticators. We can tell you that. We talk more about, you know, your Earth mission and aim and purpose, but we're happy to answer the question. We see you probably within the next 4 to 6 moons, which means 4 to 6 28-day periods. And it's very important, and this is for everybody, it's very important that this is an extraordinarily powerful new moon, which is coming tomorrow at about 11 a.m. Eastern Standard mm-hmm. Time. So if you can tune in and set your intentions for what you desire. Now, we don't often like to tell people what to do, but we can give you some probabilities or possibilities. Is that all right? Because we'd like
yes.
to keep you in your own mastery and your own goddessness. And we mean G-O-D-U-S, God us. Do you see? So you wanted to know a time frame, so you have the time frame. Do you know where you are desirous of moving to?
Yes.
Okay. And would you share that with us?
I'm in Colorado, so it would be someplace in Colorado.
Okay, okay. And that feels very, very complete and wonderful to us. And we would say absolutely bye. That's what you guys are telling us. And that's an absolute.
Wow.
We very rarely say absolute. So buying would behoove you right now.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, Ivita, it has been our privilege and our pleasure to have spoken with you. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll be with you in oneness always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank yourself, goddess. Thank yourself.
And I'll just go ahead and return you to on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show, and I'll go ahead and mute your microphone. And thank you for calling. And again, we'll move forward on to the next caller. Are you doing okay, Virginia? Ready for the next one?
Absolutely. Bring them on. It's all good.
Okay. We have 207. 207, you're on air with Virginia. And
hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Dee from Maine.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
You're in the chat room as well, aren't you, Dee?
I just got out of the chat room because otherwise I couldn't hear you. My computer's all messed up and I can't mute anything.
Oh. So have you
well,
a
thank
question?
You for calling. What question would you have for Virginia?
I'm curious because somebody told me about they did a reading for me and it involved astrology and the fact that I should be coming like some money in my life and inheritance, but all my family's been gone for a while, so I'm really not sure what that's all about.
Well, Dee, welcome and greetings and salutations. Do not limit where this money or possessions are coming from. You just
right.
never know. You know, so it may not be an inheritance from a family member, but it may well be from the universe because you have decided you are totally open and receptive to the energies of the universe, which are always abundant. So you have taken a great leap of not only faith, but knowingness and faith in self. So, you know, you've kind of taken that hurdle and decided you're going to stay on Earth. And if you're going to stay on Earth, one of your criteria was that there was going to be abundance, yes? So congratulate yourself for that one. So limit not where it comes from. Trust that it's coming.
I agree.
Oh, wonderful.
Because
so,
I haven't figured it out. You know, I knew them
well,
you know, for a long
time.
No, I'm not going to try.
Let it come. Let it come. You know, take it from your, you know, the blend of your brain as well as your heart. And in combination, just send out beautiful golden light to the earth and the universe in thanks. Because as you do so, not only do you clear the way for this to come, but you quicken it.
Okay.
Don't sound.
That sounds good to me.
Well, then make it so, yes?
Yes, indeed.
All right, it is
thank
already here. You are being and becoming it. Congratulations. And be well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. Lovely.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Dee.
Blessings.
And thank you so much for calling, Dee.
Yeah, we'll thank you.
We'll go ahead and mute you so you can continue to listen to the show if you like. And we will move on.
Oh dear, you're coughing better, Gary. Gary.
Well, I think I'll make it.
It's not the cough that carries you off,
caller.
It's the coughing that carries you off. Okay.
We'll move on to the next caller. It's a 402 area code.
Quickly.
402, you are on the air with the Healing Fountain and Virginia. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Dawn.
Hello, Dawn. Thank you for calling in. What question would you have for Virginia in spirit?
What is my life purpose?
Oh, that's a lovely question, dear. Always, and hello, hello, Dawn. Blessings to you. Your life purpose, and this is why we do our sessions in private on the computer or telephone, but we can give you a little synopsis if you'd like. Your purpose is always to know thyself, as it says at Delphi, you know thyself, but also to, again, you know, go with the figuring of self and the moving on. And is there something, and we're just intuiting this from your guides and guardians, is there something, is there some decision that you are going to be making in the next couple of months that is quite quite important in your life?
I'm supposed to answer that?
Well, if you desire, certainly.
Yes.
All right.
Answer to that.
Okay, well, the answer is yes, quite frankly, from your guides and guardians. So whatever that decision is, it's kind of one of those flow with it, go for it, you know, go into meditation, prayer, quietude to get the answers of how to make this so within your life. And whatever decision you make is always the right one. But we're seeing lots of gold around this, lots of gold and violet, beautiful violet colors. It would behoove you to wear those colors, or to put get a new pillow and put it in your bedroom, and also amethyst we're getting as a stone for you would be very beneficial to aid and assist with this decision. And your aim and your purpose on earth is always about knowing thyself, then also knowing earth and expand your consciousness to be of service. So, you know, they are always the bottom line with the life's mission and purpose. But we see that you are very creative in many ways in your life. So to expand your creativeness is what your guides and guardians are saying to us at this moment in time. However you do that is so totally up to you, and we don't come here to tell you what to do, but just that to be and to become. And really take some time near waters if you have the possibility. We don't know. Where do you live on the planet Earth? Do you mind? What state?
Nebraska.
Oh, that's a lovely state. They like corn out there, do they?
Yes.
You're out in Lakota country. Yes,
indeed. It is Lakota country. To get to any kind of water, running water or a lake or something, are you near any of that, at a park or anything?
Yes.
Okay. Get yourself a little blanket and go sit by the waters. And you are very related to the waters of Earth. You're very much, there are beings that are called mer-beings, mer-men, mer-women, who will aid and assist you with, you know, this decision. And we really think that is the thing that's in the forefront. And then it will then unfold, like you're moving into the next chapter, actually the next book of your life, with these decisions or this decision that you're going to make. So it's quite important that you take that time for yourself, if that makes you comfortable. But whatever is fun for you, it can be swimming, it can be playing tennis, it can be washing the dishes. It doesn't matter what you do, but that you do it with joy, do you see? And, you know, that can be, I mean, Virginia meditates doing her dishes. You know, she plays with the water and, you know, makes sure everything gets to where it needs to be. That can be a meditation. If you live your life as a meditation, then it becomes much more easier, much more expanded, and you become much more brilliant, and you can go within and get the message, you know, with connection to God, Goddess, to Earth, to whomever you feel a connection to. But water for you, even if you get one of the $15 things at, you know, one of your stores, that's like a water fountain or water, you know, with the stones in it, to have in your home or outside your home or in your apartment or wherever you live, would behoove you. It really would help you greatly, because the water will not only ground you, but it will expand your consciousness. Just aren't.
There's a well. We have our own well, so.
Good. So drink from your well, you know, and go to the waters, and that's what we're being told for you. We'll really clarify. You know how water purifies everything after the beautiful rains and everything looks brighter and more beautiful? That's what it is for you. And also, do you have a shower in your home or a tub, you know, something that you bathe in? When
yes.
you get in there, use the color violet, you know, the medium purple color. And really, actually, if you have, you know, if you have water, you know, if you have any kind of water around your house, imagine it coming into every cell of your body and then go to a subatomic level and really ask it to rejuvenate and regenerate you. And it will give you great clarity. And so it is.
That's a lovely message.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And meditate while you're by the water, and so that you can ask, so that you can listen to the still voice within giving you the answer back. But that's a lovely answer from Spirit that you got there from Virginia. So thank you so much for calling.
Yes, Dawn. Thank you ever so much.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put you on mute, and you can hang out and listen to the show. And we will move forward. The next caller is Marcus.
I think it's Marcus,
from
yeah.
Inner Peace.
Love, my brothers, my dear brother of light, my dear goddesses of light. And it is indeed my honor to share this holy space with each of your divinity that you are here on the earth plane to share with all of us, as well as the divinity of all the listeners, live and archived.
Oh, hi, Marcus.
Ladies and gentlemen, your friend and his.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just trying to do catch up because it's going to be a busy week. You know, the kids ending school. They have different events in the school for the last few days of school, the usual stuff.
We know the feeling.
Well, greetings, Brother Marcus. How be thee?
Oh,
we know our Marcus.
Yeah, I love you as well, Virginian Spirit, as you know.
Oh, it is our privilege to be here, dear. How may we serve you?
Well, as with all of us moving forward, now that we are in the linear time, you know, halfway through 2012, moving forward, and it's definitely interesting working with all the new gateways opening up, energies, the integrations, and that the role for us way showers that are especially here in the communication, you know, on the radio shows and so forth, is definitely going to be changing, you know, over the next few months and, you know, over the next year, as well as what we will be manifesting here in the earth plane that supports our mission, that supports us personally as well as our families. So what do you see, Spirit, as to my own personal transitions and manifestations, what have you, over the next few months? In 2012.
Well, Marcus, again, we are not prognosticators. You know, we don't read the future. We are a bit of a futurist, yes. But what we can tell you is this: well done, well done, well done, Marcus. You know, your every moment, in every precious moment of this earth life, you continue to expand your consciousness. You continue to serve. Not only us, but all who dwell here and beyond. So we would say that you have a Pleiadian brother that would like to get to know you. And if you would like to call to him, his name is Pasotto. Pasotto, yes?
Pasotto.
Yes, he is a new guy that has moved into your energy system and would like you to get with him in prayer, meditation, quietude, nature. You know, however you choose to do it, fun. You know, because we know how much you love your family, you
right.
know, and ask Pasotto to come to you and to be the way-shower, because he is now moved in because of your woodwork, you see, we purify the woodwork because of your flow
right.
and your openness and your receptivity and your service here. It is, he is one who is kind of like a reward in saying, congrats, kiddo, you know, you're doing a wonderful flowing and really aiding and assisting others. Now he's here to aid and assist you and to remind you to aid and assist yourself, you see.
Right. Yes.
So we think, you know, what you make with that and what you be and become with it is totally up to you.
Right.
So we would say, you know, get with him, and he is definitely a Palladian brother, and he wants you to look up into the stars, take a breath once in a while and get out and see the stars and, you know, do what it is you have to do for Marcus, because
right.
that's your next level. It's about, again, knowing self in a more deeply and profound way. That you can expand even more so. As you do so, you so be and become it. You see?
Mm, yes.
So it's quite important. You know, get to know this one. Go ahead.
Now, you said Persato. That would be like P-E-R-S-A-T-O?
P-E-R-S-A-T-T-O. Yes.
Okay. And you said he's Palladian, which is cool. And he's probably also part of the Dromedian Council, because I know they work with them as well.
He's actually an ambassador.
Oh, so he's on the first contact teams. Cool.
Yeah, he is, and he's an ambassador. And, you know, the physical ships that you see when you go out, especially ones that are cloaked with clouds, he is on there. He is one of the ambassadors that is... not only of Earth Council, but Universal Council and beyond.
Right. Now, one thing, I think it was a few days ago last week when I was driving down from, you know, I was, you know, about an hour north in New Hampshire, and I sensed a telepathic communication from one of the ships that was in the area. Was that him?
Bingo, indeed, Marcus. He's been here for about, you know, getting the communication lines open for about 7 months. So now he is here. So get to know him. He'll be a great guide and guardian in partnering with you.
All right. I shall do so. Now, is there anything I can do to be of service for Virginia or for the listeners here on Healing Fountain?
You're already doing it, dear. And we love that you called in, and we're so grateful because, you know, you are our brother. And we just appreciate you not only being on Earth, but staying on Earth. Because lots of people are starting to leave here. And you're quite not due to do that for quite a bit, but you had to re-up, like when you rejoin the Air Force or something, you know. You know, you signed a contract, which is written in pencil, by the way, because you can do whatever you desire. It's free will. But you have decided to stay and see your grandchildren's grandchildren, if you so choose, in this moment. Because we can only read this moment, Marcus, you know that.
Yes, but so, as we are in the eternal now moment, in the illusion of linear time as we here on the earth plane perceive it.
Exactly. Well done, brother. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Marcus. We really appreciate it. We don't know if there's other people on the line. We're not in the chat room. So, John or
yes.
Gary,
there are,
are there other callers?
The line. There are, but
okay,
would you like to take a short music break?
Right.
And,
absolutely.
I've got a Moody Blues song for you. And
wonderful. That's Virginia's favorite. And
okay.
Well,
so
let's take a moment to have a respite. We don't like to say break because we don't want to break anything.
No, that's true.
So
that's
we
true.
Say respite. Just resonates with us more, not making it wrong in any way. So let's do that, and we appreciate you playing our favorite group.
Okay, and thank you for calling in, Marcus. See you around in
thank you, Marcus.
Marcus.
Lots of love.
Here we go.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss, his eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Virginia, it's gorgeous. But anyway, I think we do have Mary Lou on the line next. So shall we bring Mary Lou on, Gary? Shall I bring her on?
Yes. Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi, Virginia.
Hello, Mary Lou.
I saw you were on, so I wanted to stop in and say hi. And if you have a message, or if Spirit has a message, I'd say wonderful.
All right, Mary Lou, how much fun are you having these days?
More than usual.
Good. Keep it up. That's what's rising, making your vibration or flowing your vibration to a whole new level of realities. You're soon to be contacted by your friends from the stars, if you will, your family from the stars. So keep an eye to the sky. And keep an eye within your own heart, because they have been communicating with you the last 90 days really, really. And there's one from Sirius B, yes, the dog star, Sirius B, and they are where the primarily the cetaceans come, the dolphins and the whales. And there is a whale guardian who swims on the western coast of this country, primarily, you know, goes by Seattle on its way down south. And this one is a beautiful one. She calls herself Tranira. Tranira. And she is here to be in contact with you because in the future, if you so choose, there will be you will be communicating with those entities if you so choose. So Tanira is here for you in saying, you know, well, how gorgeous that you are, Mary Lou, and how wonderful you are. So call to Tanira and get, because you are a species talker. You talk within species. And they're helping you create that gift and bring that gift within your now as we speak. Do you understand?
Yeah, sort of. Hmm. Wow, thank you. That was very nice. I appreciate that.
Well, thank yourself, dear. You're the one that's creating it.
I love you. People are always nice to me.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you,
Mary Lou,
for calling.
You are truly a goddess, and keep being and becoming the expanded beingness that you are, so you may be of service here for all who dwell on Earth and beyond.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling, dear one. We know you and we love you.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Bye, Mary Lou. And that was Mary Lou.
Put you back on hold and let you listen to the show. If you want to drop off, you may do so. And moving directly on to our next caller, which is Teddy's mom.
Teddy's mom. Yeah, that was Mary Lou Who, too.
And this is Teddy's mom. We'll go ahead and bring Teddy's mom. Hello, Teddy's mom. You're on air with Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. How are you? Hello.
We are wondrous. Thank you. How be you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. But I'm a little bit, I feel very uneasy tonight. I guess I just had my vacation and I went back to work today. I'm not happy with my job, and it's made me sort of feel a little bit uneasy about everything and where I'm going in life right now, because it seems to be the only thing I have is my job, and I feel like I need to leave there and find something new, and I'm not sure where I'm going, so I'm wondering if you've got a message for me.
Well, change, other than love, are the two constants on Earth, do you see? So if you feel it's necessary and important to move from the job you're in, let's talk about solution rather than the situation or the problem. What is it you desire to be or become? As far as your business skills go?
I'd like to become self-employed. I don't mind doing what I'm doing, but I'd like to become more self-employed. I'd like to do a bit of a B&B in France, but I just don't have the money at this point. So if I could work from home doing the skills that I do, and have enough contracts, and I might be able to develop a way to accomplish the other goal of doing a B&B in France eventually. But I need to become self-employed, I think. But I'm not quite there yet, so I need to, you know, maybe work for someone else and to make some money, I guess. But
Teddy's mom, we get it. We totally get it. But we hear a lot because when you speak literally on Earth or in your head, the universe hears you. So we hear a lot of needs. We have, you know, we hear this, that, and the other thing. So first of all, let's switch up the thinking on this and the being on it. All right, I am being and becoming, you know, the owner of a beautiful bed and breakfast in France. You see, let's go there. And universe, you know, I totally trust you with bringing through the opportunity to be self-employed, to have enough contracts and gleaning contracts. And believe me, we know from what we speak, Virginia moved from corporate into self-employment and has never looked back. But she had a blast in corporate. That's when corporate was corporate. It's a different world now, and we understand that. So what we would say to you is be it and become it. And look at your verbiage. Verbiage is very key. You know, need is a word of lack. So switch it up to I desire, do sire. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yeah, but I'm still feeling a bit.
That's okay. You can feel whatever you desire. Feelings are not to be denied, but you can feel them and honor them and let them go, and then don't forget to refill. So if you're clearing your feelings or anything, your thought patterns, those sorts of things, if you just ask that they be cleared, and we like cleared rather than released, because release says, you know, did you ever release an apartment, or you leased an apartment, then you did it again for next year? And you can change the color of the walls, you can change the couches, you can change the kitchen table, but it's still the same space. So we're asking you to go beyond the space that you're familiar with and really reach out and be and become. And quite frankly, that's what we do and we partner with you in internships. So those sorts of things, you know, they take a few moments, or they can take a moment. It depends on whom you are. But we would suggest to you that you get a great earth team around you. You know, start to make friends with people who have the same points of view or different points of view. It doesn't matter. But those who can call. For example, if you have a dream and you can't interpret it, give it about 3 minutes. If you don't get it, just pick up the phone or get on Skype or do something and ask one of your earth team. So this is important not only for you, dear, but it's also important for everybody here on Earth to get yourself a good, solid Earth team, you know, from all walks of life. And they don't all have to be metaphysical or, you know, anything like that. Don't put them in a box either. But really begin to reach out and meet and greet other people here on Earth that you can kind of put on your Earth team. Virginia has many, many all over the world. Time to cultivate that, and that will aid and assist with all this transition that you are choosing. And we want to say we're very proud of you, that you know what you want, just make it so. And you can do that with the help of your Earth team, with those in spirit, with Mother Earth herself, and yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm just not there yet. Yes.
Well, keep saying that, you'll never get there. See what I mean?
That's right. Even that is creation.
Positive thinking.
Yes, positive, positive, positive. And really, be and become it. Even if you don't believe it, honestly, dear, write it on one of those sticky pads and put it somewhere that you're going to say, I am being and becoming, you know, the God us that is here to aid and assist and serve us and all who dwell here and beyond. It can be a simple statement like that, but it is very powerful for you. So just believe is what we're saying. Trust and believe in yourself and the universe, and they will. We have a saying, all right? It says, how does it become any better than this? When you're having the greatest time in your life and you say that, the universe hears it and says, oh, we'll make it better. Here you go. No, oh, here's the lottery that you just won, or here's a great present, or here's a new friend. So how does it become any better than this? Really works, really flows for Virginia in her life. And those who know her in the physical have seen her make it happen and turn situations around so quickly and so easily. And she has great trust. So trust yourself, number one. Trust Earth Mother. And trust the universe, and so it shall be, and become. Because as you be it, you also set it out in the future to become it. Do you understand?
Yeah. So working on
it. Kind of one of those that they would say, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
But more times that you do that, the more you get it in. It's like a good habit to be in, like a good addiction to be in, that I totally trust the universe to create this beautiful home or this beautiful car, this beautiful man or this beautiful whatever. It doesn't matter. But just be and become it. And really look at your verbiage. Really key for you, dear.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Teddy's mom.
Give our regards to Teddy.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and put you back on hold and let you continue listening to the show if you wish. And if you want to drop off, you may do so as well. And we'll move on to our next caller, which is from the 229 area code. We'll go ahead and bring you on. Yeah,
hi.
229. We're on air with Virginia and Spirit and the Healing Fountain. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Reverend Jay, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Reverend Jay.
Hello, Reverend Jay. Welcome.
Hello, Reverend Jay. How may we serve you?
Virginia, I'm having some, I think, they're ascension symptoms like pain in my heart chakra, you know, and different things that are going on in my body, and I'm wondering if I know I just released them, but they seem to be not releasing because I know pain is an illusion too, so I don't understand. I just feel like it's holding on, or is there a way that I can release them?
All right. First of all, we have to say by law, we are not doctors of medicine on this planet. And believe me, Virginia's father was a doctorate of law. And we have to say that just up front, okay? First of all, we are not doctors.
Yes.
If you feel it's necessary and important, please go to your doctor. You know,
right.
Let's start out with that. All right. Other than that, what we can suggest to you in a loving way is to understand when you release, you don't clear. And you must clear and fill, okay? So clear these situations, the ascension situations, from the body. Ask the body, you know, may I please? And the body will say, of course, of course, of course. And then bring in a guide. You have a healing guide called Formosa. And she is a beautiful Asian woman. She looks to be about 40. Gorgeous, just a little bit of Graham's temples, very slight, and she hails from the place called Japan. Yes, Formosa is her name. And she would like you to know that she is your doctor guide on this journey at this time. So call to her, and when you sit in quietude, prayer, meditation, or whatever brings you joy, you know, Virginia uses the water a lot. She is a water puppy. And when she's swimming, she meditates, you know, and that's a way of being in action and not being in reaction, so she can flow with the waters and also flow with the energies. And ask that it be cleared and filled, because there really are no vacuums on Earth. So as you're beginning this process, we would suggest you switch up your usage of words from release to clear, and then from refill to fill. And then, as you move forward, we believe you will have some assistance there. But if you please, if there is something that is, you know, you're concerned about, please go to your medical doctors. They really are some wonderful ones here on this planet. But Formosa is now your doctor guide, so call to her.
Okay. I don't think it's a physical thing because there's nothing wrong with me physically. But I am having some pain, like in my heart chakra, but not like a heartache. It's not like it's in my spine, in the center of my spine. So,
We know what's going on as well, if we may, please, Reverend Jay. It's important that you are being told from your guides and guardians that your chakra system is switching up. Okay, it's not the same old system, because in the new energy, it's primarily chakras in your feet, your base, your heart, and your crown. They're your main chakras right now in the new energy system. And we're not saying that, we're not saying anybody who's working with the chakra system, you know, is wrong. It's still right. But with you, we see they are combining those systems, and particularly in your hands as well. In the palms of your hands.
Right.
So if you could focus on those couple of areas in your body, we believe you would have much more success in clearing this.
Okay. Is Formosa also my healing guide for when I'm doing healing for other people?
Yes. And it's Formosa, not Samosa.
Oh,
with an F.
Oh, it's
F as in Frank.
F-A. Okay. Formosa.
Yes, she is one of the new ones that have moved into your system now. Okay, and there will be Tuatha's coming in the next couple of moons. So be awake and aware regarding that as well.
Okay. Because I don't actually hear auditorily.
You don't have to hear. You just know.
Right. Okay.
Or
I'm
just an automatic writing, those sorts of things.
Okay.
And if
okay,
you don't, just call to us, and we will clear that up for you. You are quite
okay.
Welcome. Again, thank yourself, dear one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Reverend Jay. We'll go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Unmute and go ahead and on to the next caller, which is from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. You're on air with Virginia and Spirit in the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Anne and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Anne.
Welcome.
Hi.
How may we
serve you? Thank you. Let's see. My ability to manifest what I need and want seems to be expanding greatly within the past week or so. But my question is more, I know that someone is trying to contact me. I can see it visually. And I almost want to say this is a Melchizedek thing, but I wanted to know if you can give me any message or clarification on what I'm feeling.
Wonderful question, Anne, and we're delighted to answer this from the universe. It is a combination. That's why you're not so clear. It's not only Melchizedek. It's also Thoth, T-O-T-H, or Thoth,
mm-hmm.
Many people say, the grand architect who is now back on Earth. So it's a combination therein. And bravo, bravo for bringing these energies through. Because then not only are they, the more that hold the energies here, really help Earth expand and the consciousness therein, as well as Mother Earth. So you have two coming in, not only Melchizedek, but also Thoth. So, you know, look him up a little bit and get to know him as well. But you're
mm-hmm.
really on the precipice now. So
mm-hmm.
really take that risk, take that chance. Remember that when you're standing on the precipice and you hurl yourself off, just remember that you have wings. Yes, and you can soar, and you can flow,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's, you're really at a great place. You're really in a great place, and we want to be, tell you we are honored to speak to you this day, Anne. So, did that answer your question?
Yes, I guess I'm just not sure what they're trying to use me for. In fact,
well,
I almost felt
use you,
that
they?
It was, that, that well... what I'm bringing them in for, I'm not sure if this was a... I almost got the idea that it was a warning about something, but...
Yes, it's a warning to get ready to launch. Many things are going to change. To launch, to move, to change, to expand. It's not a warning anything that you're doing wrong or you should be concerned with. It is a warning to choose joy instead of pain. To have fun, lots of it, you know, really to just get out here and enjoy this earth and having the privilege and the pleasure and the honor to be here at this time now.
Okay.
What a wonderful time to be on earth. So blessings, dear Anne, and go out there and enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy
and
enjoy. You are quite welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for calling, Anne.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so have we got one more caller?
Yeah, one more caller left from the 402 area code. We'll go ahead and bring you on 402. You are on air with the Healing Fountain and Virginia and Spirit. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 402, you are on the air. Hello.
I think we've lost 402.
402, they are, they may be just listening, so we'll just go ahead and re-mute
okay.
them, and that is it for the callers for the moment.
For the moment, and we'll, well, we don't have much more time, so I think we're going to play The Sea Refuses No River, and it's another favorite song of Virginia, I believe, and so I'll just give this one a spin, but before I do, I'd just like to say that next week we have Christina from Luxor Light website. I don't know if you've heard of that. Luxor Light.
Wonderful.
Christina. Okay, so here we go. The sea refuses no river. We're having wonderful messages today from Virginia. think we all are in the river of life anyway.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, it's brilliant, Matt. And I think Live Like
Virginia,
that one.
Virginia, really quickly, could you mention your website again to everyone?
I'd be delighted. It is www.whole, W-H-O-L-E, in oneness.com. And if we get a couple of golfers, that's totally okay. I just thought it was funny, so that's why I chose that. And again, you can reach me at 570-756-4555. And thank you so much, Jen.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
For giving me the opportunity to bring Spirit through and help a few people along the way, as I am helped always, you know, by the information. And thank you so much for all that you've done. And I think it's a riot. 141 is the show that I'm on.
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite numbers.
Oh.
And I just thought I wanted to mention that. So thank you so much for all that both of you do.
Oh, thank you. And
before you
dash off, Virginia, did you have a quick message for everyone out there in general from Spirit?
Of course. We can do it this way. It is quite important, you know, this new moon, very powerful. This new moon, which is coming tomorrow. So, you know, say a little prayer, do a little ceremony, have a little dance, it doesn't matter. And also the solstice. It's very, very, very powerful. If you are desirous of manifesting anything in your life, then work with the new moon and also this solstice and carry on and have a blast on Earth in a gentle and beautiful way. Inner blasts are always the best. We don't want any bombs going off anywhere. We are teasing, you know that. And we say teasing says to ease. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy the journey, because it was meant to be that way. As always, it has been our privilege, hey, our pleasure, to have spoken with all of you and all that will listen. And be love and be in expansion and knowingness and best you may serve them. Goodbye. And be in delight.
Thank you very much. That was the most beautiful message. Really lovely. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the callers who called in, because you make the show, and the people in the chat room as well. Thank you for being there. And the listeners, as Virginia said, who will be listening later on. And thank you, Gary, for being here as well. And
thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us in the chat room, and all of you listening on the archives as well. Happy new moon tomorrow.
Yes, and happy solstice as well.
Yes.
And love to all those going to the Avebury or anyone celebrating the summer solstice this week. Lots of love to them, and we'll be there in spirit on our Merkabas, won't we, Gary?
Absolutely, yes.
Just,
and wherever you may be.
Just as I will be at your ceremony tomorrow evening round your campfire. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Great.
How about some Indian music? What do you think to go out with?
Yeah, we've got Paul McCartney song. But before we do, I just wanted to say, yes, you've got the most wonderful English accent, Virginia, when you're channeling spirit through.
thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, then, thank you once again for your lovely messages and another song that you chose, and it's actually Paul McCartney's 70th birthday. Can you believe that? Today.
Happy birthday, Sir Paul.
Yes, happy birthday.
70
yes,
years
sir.
Old today.
Sir Paul, wow. Okay, this one's for you and for anyone who likes the Beatles or Wings or any of Paul McCartney's groups he's been in. Okay, thank you very much, and goodbye. God bless everyone. Virginia.
Thank you, everyone.
Virginia O'Hara was here this week, and next week it's Christina from Luxor Light. So thank you, and thank you, Gary. Bye, everyone.
Be well and live well. Everyone. Be
well
and
Virginia.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Yeah, we love you all. Synchronize.
Love the world away.
Okay, bye, everyone.